This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. Another edition as we go under the hood. We're going to pop the hood and talk with one of our regular contributors, ASC certified technician and the Swami himself, Mark Evans, will be riding shotgun in this hour of the show. And what does that mean for you guys? It means an opportunity to talk to a ASC certified mechanic. He can give you a free over-the-air diagnostic check. Perhaps you went to a facility, whether it be a dealership or a garage, recently, and they told you you've got a broken Uzi dinghy and you never heard of it, and you want to find out if the shop is giving you the straight talk or whether they're just playing around with you. We'll do that. And of course, if you have any questions about the performance of your vehicle, if it's not accelerating like it normally does, if it's not braking like normal, if you're hearing weird sounds, or if it's emitting weird odors, all those things and more can be symptoms of other stuff, including drips, the old drip in the driveway or drip in the garage, all that and more. You can ask Mark about it. Our toll-free line, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go out to Idaho and welcome a gentleman who from time to time fills in on the show for me, along with Motor Mike Evans, and does a great job, and a guy that's been a regular contributor for the show and a field producer for umpteen different years. The years have gone way too fast. Mark Evans is in the driver's co-seat, let's put it that way. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good, Bob. Hey, good to be with you. Good to be with you, all the listeners, and be more than happy to take calls in October here. Happy Halloween to everybody. And, hey, we got to back up the bus, so, Bob, I got to wish you a happy B-Day, birthday day.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Boy, time flies, and a lot of our media friends are headed to SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Market Association show in Las Vegas, and tomorrow's the press day, setup day, and then it's all this week, and as usual, a gigantic show. But it was 1999 was the year we were hosted by, at that time, it was Daimler Chrysler. We stayed at Mandalay Bay where they had that tragic shooting just a year ago, and that was my first time ever being in Las Vegas, and we had some great times then and many times since in the City of Sin.
Yes, yes, we had a lot of good things happening there, and been back many times before, and in the past, of course, Bob, I wish I was heading to SEMA this year, but I can't get away from the desk here, but got too many cars to fix.
Yep.
Darn it. So I've been overwhelmed with a lot of people, customers talking about recalls and should I or should I not have you fix it, Mark, and or should I take it to the dealer, and all that's been happening. So, but you know, it's been a good little break to get away and get down to Vegas, and all of us now have a lot of our cohorts and media folks that we know are all gray haired folks now, you know.
I know what happened to the 20 years. It will be next year. It just seems like yesterday. I can sure say that the last 20 years have gone so much faster than the previous 20 years.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the next 20, though. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out in front of us in the automotive industry, and I'm trying to keep up on the repair work, trying to learn as much as I can just to keep.
Sure.
It's crazy how, like I say, how time flies. I remember back when I first started, the first people that I met, customers. Now I'm not only working on, of course, I'm working on their kids' cars, but now I'm working on their great grandkids' cars. You know, I can't be that
amazing.
Old, Bob.
No, absolutely not. Deny it.
I am. But you know, it seems like the longer you do one thing, the easier it gets because cars. Have they really changed? Well, they have changed a little bit, you know, in electronics and all, but it still gets down to every engine's still got a piston, still burning diesel or fuel. Know how to work on propane even. But it's changed in the aspect of that my hands aren't getting as greasy as they used to. I've got to tip my hat to the car manufacturers for getting rid of the grease zerks.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to grease cars as much as I used to, you know. No, there's no grease zerks. You just replace the ball joints and tie rod ends. But
absolutely.
Finding out that more of a, being in it as long as I have been, I'm getting to be, as the people say, more of an expert in the older cars because these young kids at the dealerships and the independent garages that are hiring the new people coming in and wanting new jobs to do repair, they're young, a lot younger than I am anyway, and they just really don't know the old cars.
No.
So a lot of these old 60s and 70s and even 80s cars are getting dropped off into my face, and I love it. I love it because, you know, I've been doing it so long, I don't even think about it.
Yeah,
Just repair them and get the car back on the road and get going again.
Keep them going. Let's talk a little bit about how quality has improved when you compare, if you get an opportunity to service a relatively new vehicle or one that's 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, how it compares today to the cars of the 1980s or 1970s when they were 4 or 5 years old. Has quality really risen tremendously?
Well, I don't know if it's less repair today than back in the yesteryears, but back to quality, that word, no. I mean, when you get right down to it, I keep saying, and a lot of these older cars that I'm working on, it's like, yeah, this has been on this part that I had to replace on your older 1990 car even. This just happened this week. I told the customer, I said, isn't this amazing that this part that I'm replacing lasted to be, it went all the way up to 140,000 miles. And here I am in the stall right next to that same 1990s car. Here I'm working on a Ford Excursion that only has 70,000 miles on doing the same part. And, of course, that part is called a water pump. The aspect of, the Ford has an electric clutch fan, or the 1990 car, it has a manual clutch fan, which lasts forever. I mean, literally, it's just crazy how long they do last. So I guess the quality is still, back in the yesteryears, is probably going to make it's going to go farther miles, a lot longer, miles-wise, and the newer cars aren't going to go the miles. And I think that the car, what I see, the car manufacturers really, as you know, they're building these cars and trucks so fast and changing the creature features in them and the looks of them like every 6 months. So it makes all of us want to trade in our car that's only a year, 2 years old to get that new style, that new look. My daughter alone, I raised family with a Chevy Suburban, and now I'm watching my daughter and husband with two boys with the Chevy Suburban.
There you go. We'll take a quick pit stop and then more with Mark Evans straight ahead.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNlife.com. That's GCNlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNlife.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNlife.com. That's GCNlife.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
He's a certified technician. If something wrong with your vehicle and would like a over-the-air diagnostic check by Mark, no charge, 855-660-4261. And we're talking a little bit about how the automotive repair business has changed over the last 20 years or so. And certainly when it comes to complexity, Mark, it's been said many times on this program, but it's true. There's more computing power actually in your new smartphone than what landed on the moon back in 1969. And when you look at automobiles, the amount of computing power that is in a new vehicle is just remarkable. And it has me a little bit worried about down the road, because right now there are some just absolutely fantastic brand new cars, but who can afford it? That's the question. But, you know, 5 or 10 years from now, when those cars are used, you know, what about the availability of some of those parts?
It also, Bob, I'm going to tell you the truth here, that a lot of folks, we've talked about electric cars, of course, coming to market big time. Well, there's some brands out there, a lot of brands that have electric cars. And I got to say this, that the folks that have gas and or diesel in their driveway right now, it is being controlled by electricity, period. You know, I'm going to point this out. In fact, this is a brand new recall on the Ford Focus, 1.5 million. Ford Focus is with the 2.0 right now at this point. That's the first number that they have found. It could go up, and I really do believe it will. The transmission module is bad on them, and also your clutches. The Ford folks, they put, even you have an automatic transmission, but the folks that are listening, if they've ever had their Ford Focus that they own, Bob, going down the road, and it just like it kicks out of gear. The automatic's like somebody's, you know, grabbed the gear shift and put it in neutral. Well, Ford put a basically the same exact clutch plate pack in an automatic transmission that is in the Ford Focuses with the manual transmissions. And they're not good. That's not designed correctly. So those clutches burn up. In fact, I there is a warranty on them all the way up to 100,000. And in fact, I just got done taking one to the dealership, because I'm not going to do the job because it's covered under the warranty from the dealer, the manufacturer. But it's all controlled by electronics. So here you have mechanical clutch plate and disc, just like a standard transmission, but yet it's controlled with electronics. And so we are driving electric cars. All the parts are being operated by electricity. It takes electrical to make the mechanical parts work. And if you've got a car that's 4 and 5 years old, I'm going to talk about a little bit about yesteryears, you know, that back to that water pump that went 120,000, 150,000 miles. If you're looking at buying a vehicle that's 4 and 5 years old, be ready to spend some money, because, and it's going to be, you know, a lot of money, a lot more than yesteryears. You know, the average ticket price now, Bob, in the auto repair shops, average ticket price, we have to fill these forms out to survey all of us shops, including the dealers. The average ticket price is $350 now. So,
wow.
Yeah, and it's gone up. Of course, back in the day, I remember when it was only like $54. So now it's $350. But be careful, the folks out there looking at buying a used one that's 4 and 5 years old, they are awesome. I mean, they're fast, they drive, they're comfortable, they got a lot of creature features, but you've got to ask when you go to buy, even at the used car dealer, I would like to see the grocery list that's been done on this car. You know, I want to know what the DNA is of what's been done, because what I hear, and I'm, of course, a very small shop, what I hear is after they've purchased the car, it comes into the repair shop because it has a problem. And that problem, I diagnose, I do an estimate, there's the price number on it, the estimate, then that's when their mouth falls to the ground. And they, well, what should I do with the car, Mark? I can't afford that. And so, do you want the car, Mark? You know, no. So, it's costly to repair, it's kind of more so than the yesteryears, and all of us are growing older every day, every second, of course, so we're, all of us, even like my daughter, here's a great example. I was talking about, she and her husband are raising two boys, grandkids here, and she was raised in a Suburban. It was a great vehicle for me to take the family to and from and all that. And I was talking to her about that. Well, you know, the Suburban back in that day, in the 90s, I mean, I bought it used, But the new one, I'm just going to talk new prices back in the 90s. I mean, they were hitting maybe 18 to 25,000. And now their Suburban is hitting 60, 65,000. And so how can a 34-year-old afford that and have a house too? You know?
I know. It's so true.
And so they don't, this my own daughter is an example. This age group doesn't look at the overall 65,000, finding 65,000 to buy it. They only look at the monthly payment, and they also look at, Dad, I know what it costs to fix cars, listening to you, you know, talk about it all your life. These people that are almost crying right in front of you, Dad, and she's watched it. They're just crying because you have to tell them it's, you know, $1,800, $2,500 to fix their car. And she says, we don't have that kind of cash laying around, so we'd rather, much rather pay $400, $500, $600 a month for a car payment, so we don't have to come into your shop, Dad. So, with that said, there's a lot of younger generation that, we all go on the internet. We have a problem with our vehicle. We can get on the internet, .com it, to kind of help us understand what's going on with it. There's lots of YouTube videos on everything anymore, but. It is, going back to that quality word, Bob, boy, yeah, okay, they last, but will these 2018 cars go 150,000 miles without anything being done on them? That's the question.
Yeah, that is the question. Most likely, no. I mean, they're just plain too complex and need to have the proper, you need to look at your factory warranty and scheduled service, and you really need to do all those things that the manufacturer is telling you. Otherwise, you can get yourself into some deep trouble very quickly. Like you say, the electric portion, most cars today are throttled by wires, so there's not a mechanical connection between the accelerator and the engine itself. There's such a thing as steering by wire. There's also such a thing as braking by wire, where you step on the brake pedal and instead of actually pushing brake through the lines mechanically, it's hooked up to a sensor, which the sensor is controlling all that. When we come back on the other side, Mark will have you explain this by wire technology. And again, if you have a question for Mark, we are wide open right now at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. 11 were shot and killed. 6 others were injured during a massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. President Donald Trump suggested the outcome would have been different had an armed guard been in place. On CNN's State of the Union, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto says he doesn't think the answer to this problem is solved by having our synagogues, mosques, and churches filled with armed guards.
We're dealing with an irrational person who acted irrationally, and trying to create laws around that is not the way that we should govern. We should try to stop irrational behavior from happening at the forefront.
The victims killed were mostly older worshippers ranging in age from 54 to 97. The suspected gunman, 46-year-old Robert Bowers of Pittsburgh, stormed the building during a Saturday morning service, making statements about genocide and his desire to kill Jewish people. His initial appearance before a judge is tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're live all across North America on great radio stations. For joining us worldwide via GCNLive.com, I thank you so much. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, ASC certified technician, a longtime contributor to the show, field producer, and an occasional fill-in host, along with Motor Mike down in Alabama. And it's always great to hear those guys on the air. Before the break there, I was asking Mark to explain a little bit about this by-wire technology. I remember when it was only in a few cars, Mark, and I'm seeing more and more new cars, this technology of you know, basically no mechanical connection from the steering system to the steering mechanism. The same thing with the braking. The same thing with the accelerator.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. Now, you know, that's the thing. You say with the accelerator, the go pedal used to be where we'd have a metal rod or even a cable that went out to the top of the carburetor or throttle body, and so you push on it, pulls that throttle lever back, and you know, opens that butterfly and off you go. Go pedal. Well, today, get rid of that stuff. We don't need that. Let's just put and tell the electrical to tell that electronic chip that's on top of my throttle body and or the multi-port throttle body injectors to go, to shoot more gas. And you know, really, you say, well, why do that? Why did they do that? You know, back in the old days, and in fact it did happen to me, the accelerator spring, the accelerator return spring to bring this throttle back down to idle, when you push, you're pushing against basically a spring. The spring will return it back down to idle. Now the spring broke. When the spring breaks, what's the throttle do? It goes wide open. Then, you know, like I said in the past, hang on, Sloopy. Well, and of course, not only electrical, wires sending the signals to the brake mechanical parts, but and the you know, the accelerator pedal sending juice, electrical juice, to mechanical parts to spray fuel. But heck, BMW is just one of the car manufacturers that have fiber optic cables. And why? Why did they do that? And, well, fiber optic is pretty much just a hollow spaghetti noodle. And if it's hollow, they can send a light down that hollow spaghetti noodle. And that light, it's faster than the speeding bullet. And so if they can get that signal, because the car wars, I call it, the car manufacturers, you and I, Bob, in our life, we've watched them just keep raising the bar. One car manufacturer says, hey, we, as we've seen in the past, Dodge Demon, Hellcat, etc., that's just one brand, Ford, GT, every car manufacturer's, the Chevy Corvette, it goes on and on. Well, each car manufacturer says, hey, wait a minute, Ford just went from 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds. Well, we can beat them. Well, the only way you're going to beat them, you cannot beat them with a mechanical rod, because the human doesn't have that much, downtime, the response time, So BMW says, hey, get rid of the electrical wires and let's do speed of light. Let's put that hollow fiber optic cable in there, because we can get our, quote, brand to go faster than our competition. So it's all in good. Yes, they have figured it out. Yes, they've had a lot of guinea pigs called all of us buying these vehicles. Yes, a lot of breakdowns getting towed in. Yes, a lot of recalls. But that's how they learn. That's how we all learn of what's good, what's bad. And with that said, what is good and what is bad? I get asked that a lot. What brand do you drive, Mark? Well, I guess they figure that some, quote, the mechanic / technician, doctor, whatever, on these cars, if Mark's driving that brand, it must be okay. Because, yeah, Bob, a mechanic, we really don't want to work on our own cars on our day off.
Nice.
I don't, And it's a horrible thing when the wife says, I got a noise in the vehicle. And it just ruins my whole weekend, because I've got to go underneath the hood and get it fixed for it, And so I like to buy something that's going to last longer. Here's a little tip. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, Bob, with even new / used cars, vehicles, trucks, whatever. I welcome everyone, all our listeners, to go, if they really want to do see the best brand to buy, just go to your local dealers. All the waiting rooms, Bob, are filled with donuts, coffee, hot chocolate, popcorn.
It's true.
And they all have a viewing window now that you can look out into the service space. And you can just go to the dealer, just go into the waiting room, look at the service where the service riders, service technicians are taking and accepting, doing appointments. Look to see how many service riders / technicians they have, and then look at how long the lines are. People at each one of those desks are waiting to get their car in. And then go over to the other dealer. Then look out the window, of course, and look in the car bays. That'll tell you, actually, you'll probably more than likely see the same model of car. Yes, you'll see, if you go to the Dodge dealer, you'll see Dodges, but you'll see maybe more Chargers than you'll see, the Hellcats, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Then go over to Toyota, go over to Honda, go over to those brands you've been thinking about buying. And our listeners are going to be shocked, Bob, not only on how big a cinnamon rolls they have to eat for you, but they're going to be shocked in the aspect of one brand. I won't say that brand. I will not say it, but I do know the brand that will have people lined up waiting to get their cars in to get them repaired. Now, common sense says, I don't want to buy that brand, because wait a minute, why are they swamped in the other brand I just came from? They've only got three service riders and there's nobody even at their desk. So then you walk through the look through the fishbowl aquarium window, I call it, out into the service space, and it's like there's one car getting fixed. Well, I think this is the brand I want to buy. That's a little bit of a tip, for our
that's
listeners,
true.
and that's even buying used, because used is going to need repair also, more than new, of course. So it's and what and what we can always internet at .com to find out. Once you go and do that little test, you come back and you just .com that brand and the busy brand that's the swamp in the service area, and find out then. Consumer Reports is a good one. They'll find out that, that model, that make that you saw, you know, with your own eyes has got some problems. Stay away from it. Why would anyone want to buy something, no matter if it's a TV, a refrigerator, a recliner? How would you like to buy a Lazy Boy recliner, Bob, and every time you sat in the thing, it would break the legs off?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So we're all kind of tuned into that in our life, is that we really, even right down to the tree. Why go plant a tree out in your front yard? You want shade. But do you really want a tree that brings in all the bees to sting you? No.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's our life. And I'm honored to be here with you, you know, over the years to help. Talk what I know, what I see, what I live. I mean, the last 45 years of living, I must have oil in my veins because I haven't changed professions. I've stayed in it. I've lived it. I've listened good and bad out. And I guess the only reason I'm still in it and have always been in it is because I like to help people. Truthfully, Bob, that a lot of these repair jobs that we have on these cars are not fun. I have permanent scars on my body. But I like helping people.
That's the bottom line, and we love helping everybody here on Auto World. So give us a call at 855-660-4261 or shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Get an email from Kerry that we'll field after this quick break. And then more with Mark Evans right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back with Mark Evans, ASC certified technician and our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical issue-wise with your vehicle. And we got an email here from Kerry in Bakersfield, California, listening on KERN radio. And Kerry writes, he says, I've never heard of it, but the car that he's looking at has got a serpentine belt. What is a serpentine belt? That's an interesting question and an easy one for you, Mark.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. I mean, all cars have serpentine belts in them now to drive, of course, power steering, air conditioning, water pump. So in each and every motor has got a serpentine belt. And I guess another little bit of information is back in the yesteryears, Bob, we had, as we called them, the car manufacturers called them, V-belts. And the V-belt was a rubber belt that was hooked to and ran the power steering, air conditioning, water pump, alternator, etc. Well, today's cars, of course, I believe, I could look it up and do some history check, and I think it was when my educated guess here, how educated it is, I think it was 1979, 1980, is when they started putting serpentine belts, which is a flat, ribbed, got a lot of lines or ribs in it, and that's mm-hmm. what drives all your components out in front of the engine now. And, yeah, some of them, Bob, too, Cadillac, the Northstar engine has a little beady serpentine belt in the back of the engine that runs the water pump also. So, but yeah, and to help carry to all our listeners, when should you replace a serpentine belt? Because, Bob, that job of tightening up V-belts went away for me. We used to have a lot of squealing belts out there in my life,
mm-hmm.
and that was a job. We'd have to always continuously scrape both arms, hands, to get in there to loosen up the adjusters to be able to tighten the V-belts. And today, the serpentine belt has its own idler tensioner pulley that's spring-loaded. It's pushing up against the back of the serpentine belt at all times, so no adjustment needed, which is, again, that job went bye-bye, Bob. So, but when should you replace your serpentine belt? Just throw that out important. There. Well, get a flashlight and just take a look down in there. And if you on the belt is flat on one side, and on the other side it's got all those ribs or lines in it. And if you see these hairline cracks in those ribs, get rid of it, because a serpentine belt, it does stretch and wears out, etc. But when it goes bye bye on you, Bob, it's just like somebody took it, they just grabbed a pair of scissors and cut it. That's what happens to them. So. But great question. I'm glad Gary asked that, because, you know, sometimes we all take the simple stuff for granted. And Yeah, serpentine belts do also do squeal, by the way. And if someone out there thinks that their serpentine belt or their drive system belt there is squealing, then, yeah, the belt is more than likely bad, got the hairline cracks, but replace that tensioner that's pushing against that belt to make it tight again. That's why your belt, you know, a lot of people too, Bob, I say, oh, I got 25,000-30,000 on my belt, or my neighbor, Mark, got 60,000 on their belt. The reason why is because their tensioner is bad, Bob. So they're not that bad. I replace tensioners all day long. The parts are $35 on up to maybe $60, and then you got half-hour labor. So well worth it.
Absolutely. Another question here. This is from Patricia, and Patricia's in New Hampshire, listening on one of our great affiliate stations in Salem, New Hampshire. And she has a question about, well, hybrid vehicles. She's considering the purchase of a third-generation Toyota Prius, and she wants to know whether this is a good investment or not. She's worried about the battery life on the vehicle and wants to know what Mark thinks about these hybrid vehicles.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, first thing, I guess, hey, Patricia, Bob, I've never been to New Hampshire. I'd love to go out and take a look. I hear it's beautiful, especially this time of year, the trees and stuff, turning colors. But hybrid, yeah, I believe in them. I really, really do. I don't work on them, very many of them. That's why I believe in them, because I don't see a lot of them in for repair. But with Patricia's looking at the third gen, as you know, Bob, too, it's probably got some miles on it, that battery.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
She's probably, that's probably why it's for sale. Patricia, be careful. It's a third gen, wouldn't you? I would say, Bob, that car probably needs a battery put in, or getting right there on the borderline of needing one. So, but yeah. is it worth putting a new battery in it? And my opinion of that is yes. Yes. Is that little Toyota Prius, that third gen, that'll go forever if you put in another new battery in there. So it's well worth it. Well worth it. And boy, we see a lot of them out here out west too. Of course I'm in Boise, Idaho. I'm not close to LA, but oh my goodness, I mean, our town is turning into California. I mean, there's a lot of folks coming our way from California and Texas, mm-hmm. and that's what we see. They're bringing their Toyota Priuses, and we do have a couple dealers here, of course, that are selling. So I just don't see too many third generation. They don't break down, Bob. But the cost of batteries kind of helped push there with that. I think the last time I heard, 2,800. Last I heard, Bob, that and you won't find that I don't install those, and you won't find this little news bit here for Christian, our listeners, probably won't find a lot of independents that will install them. We're too busy fixing pretty much the gas and the diesel rigs. We aren't seeing a lot of
sure.
So yeah, we don't have that's why I don't, you know, you try to specialize in what you know, you know. So I send all my folks to the dealer with that, because that's what they do. They have technicians in our dealer there, which all the dealers do. They have specialists that continue. They know how to put a battery in that car. So, but yeah, it's all based on price, isn't it, Bob? I mean, Patricia can get that thing and point out to that person selling, hey, man, this thing is right on the fence. It's going to need a battery. I got to spend this much money. Now lower the price and I'll buy it.
Exactly. Yeah. Gives her a little bit of leverage. Because you got to do that homework when you're shopping, especially in the used car marketplace, because there are so many things that you need to take in consideration. And what do you think about this trend, too, Mark, that we're seeing with perhaps your daughter has spoken to you about this, but, you know, there was a time when an average new car loan was 3 years. You know, now it's 4, 5, 6, 7, even 8 years. It's a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought the word daughter up. See, they do look out to see how far they can extend. They do actually want the longest loan. And because, the only reason that is because, see, they look at it on the aspect of per month payments. And just like our homes out there, I think the home loans used to start at 15 years when our parents was in, you know, buying houses when you and I were young. And, of course, our generation come up, oh wow, home prices have accelerated. We've got to extend these loans out in order for these young generation kids, Bob Long and Mark Evans, to be able to afford them. And so,
yeah, exactly. Yep.
So the car loans, I can see one day, truthfully, Bob, shows being recorded. I hope, because I'm going to say that you're going to see some car loans get up to 15 years. And because cars aren't going to stop going down in price. They just aren't. They're going to keep going up in price. And the more they go up in price, we can't afford them. And it takes too many years. And, you know, like I've always tried to teach my kids, it's like, you know what, you've only really got 8 good working hours in a day. And as you're working 8 hours a day to try to make so much money per day, because you only have 8 hours to make it, that means, well, the long haul means that you can only afford this much house and this much car. Because our body gets old. Boy, does it. Especially in my arena right now. on car. You know, you're going to get old. You're going to get older. And it's going to be harder to keep going and putting 8 hours of work in every day to be able to afford that, what, $120,000 car? Bob, remember back in the day when they had the Ford Granadas and the four-door Ford Granadas? Oh, my gosh. Economical four-door car for the family at what, $1,200,
$1,500
maybe?
Yeah. Oh, it's so true when you look at the base sticker price of vehicles from the 70s, and the Granada was a staple of Ford during the 1970s, and they had a Mercury counterpart too. I believe it was the Mercury Monarch it was called, based on the same platform. Well, Mark, as usual, you're a pleasure to spend time with on air, and we'll have to get you back with us real soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob.
All right, keep up the good work. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for joining us. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.